Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I am, I think, in recovery mode from a full weekend of activities at the Iowa Corn Indy 250. I had an opportunity to go there courtesy of our sponsor, the Iowa Corn Promotion Board. Worked with them, took photos, shot some video, did a bunch of interviews, some of which I still have to post on agwired.com, and we'll be doing that this week. And they get copies of all that. One of the highlights of the sponsored event coverage that we do is that besides being able to provide online visibility, enhanced search engine optimization for one of our clients, we also take photos, and hopefully some of those are useful for other purposes. In fact, I know they are. Well, let me first of all here, before we go further, thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Leica Geosystems, When It Has to Be Right, and Novus International, a leader in animal health and nutrition for the poultry, beef, aqua, dairy, and pork markets. Thank you, sponsors. That's what makes this all possible. Well, in this week's program, we are going to learn more about the Cooperative Communicators Association. I did a presentation on social media at their annual meeting last week and spoke with their president, Brian Delgado. And we're going to talk about the association and what they do and benefits for members and why you might consider joining. It's not an organization that I had previously had a lot of contact with, and I'm sure that there may be some of you as well in that haven't either. So let's learn about CCA together. Brian, first of all, I'm really appreciate the opportunity to come speak to the Institute this year, and looking forward to that. Let's learn a little bit about CCA, and from your perspective as president, just tell us how you would describe CCA and what its mission and purpose is.
Well, Chuck, I would describe the Cooperative Communicators Association as an organization designed to help educate cooperative communicators, so individuals who work in the communications field for an assortment of cooperatives. That could be, we have large household names like Land O'Lakes or Sunkist are members, but we also have rural electric cooperative associations that have membership. There are a number of food cooperatives, purchasing cooperatives. So it really kind of runs a gamut. There's a wide variety of members, but the one thing we have in common is that we all work for cooperatives, and we're all in the communications field in one aspect or another.
Mm-hmm. Describe the status of the membership. How is the membership right now, like, say, relative to maybe recent years? I mean, are you...
Well, I think in recent years we've seen our membership decline a little bit. I think that's due to a couple of factors. One is the economy. I think people are being asked to, you know, maybe limit their membership in professional organizations to possibly one, or sometimes, you know, none. You know, we're also seeing people being limited by travel budgets and things of that nature. So And I think just in general, we're also seeing some co-op consolidation. Mm-hmm. So you know, that has definitely impacted the numbers. In spite of that, though, we certainly still have a very strong group of nearly 300 members. And, you know, it's an organization that is really reliant on the member involvement and participation. So we have a lot of volunteers who perform a lot of the activities. So this institute, for example, is almost completely organized by volunteers. We have a committee that's based locally. They put it all together. They, you know, find the speakers, the hotel, coordinate all that. So that's kind of how our membership kind of steps it up and makes the organization work for everyone.
Well, I don't know if it's coming across in our interview, but we are at a newcomers welcoming reception. And I don't know how many we had here, but it looked like we had quite a few first-timers here for this conference.
Yeah, we did. You know, the first timers are really the kind of the lifeblood of the organization. We're always looking for new people. I believe, based on the attendance, we had between 25 and 30 new first-timers here at the conference. So that's a great number, a great percentage, almost 25% of our attendees. Again, like I said, we could always use more. Mm-hmm. It's a great organization, and we want to be in a growth mode, that's for sure.
Well, you were giving them some words of encouragement and urging them to get involved. Talk about what the opportunities are, sort of the benefits, if you will, of becoming a member of CCA.
Well, I think some of the benefits of membership are, I think kind of our marquee event is this annual institute where we bring in speakers from a variety of communications disciplines to talk about a particular area that our membership might be interested in. It could be, electronic media or social media or photography, and really kind of address it from both a theoretical standpoint as well as kind of a nuts and bolts standpoint, give the members an opportunity to ask questions, and interact with them after the fact. So that's one of the big benefits. Another benefit is that we have a publication that comes out 10 times a year. It's full of communications insights, articles published by both members and non-members about the communications discipline. So really kind of designed and geared towards cooperative communicators. But I think, any communicator would benefit from getting a publication like that.
Well, this conference, I know I'm going to be doing a session on social media. I know there, I guess, are sessions on photography and, just a whole both production and management track, if I read the program right. It looks like other communications associations, you're trying to help provide opportunities to learn new skills and, deal with the fact that we're in kind of a new media world, which we like to call it, which is part of the name of our company even. But things aren't the way they were just literally a half a dozen years ago. So how would you characterize the need for the timeliness of really needing to have this type of opportunity?
I think having these kinds of educational opportunities, for the cost that we're able to put this institute on. I mean, it's very affordable for just about anyone and any size co-op to be able to attend. I think we hear for some of the bigger organizations like IABC and PRSA, great organizations, but their annual conferences are really expensive to attend. CCA is just geared toward, trying to get people in here and educate them for as little cost as possible. So registration for this particular event was only $300. And the timeliness, I think back on my own career, and I've been working in corporate communications for 20 years. My first job, I didn't have email. There wasn't an internet. I just think about how I had to learn about writing for the web. And the only way I was able to do that was education, beyond my secondary education, beyond my college education, it was other communications professionals putting on seminars or conferences where I could go learn, to really understand what was going on in that particular medium. And I think that's going on today still, that, electronic media is just changing every day. It's a constant challenge to keep up, and I think for communicators, especially people who want to be kind of at the cusp of communications, it's really incumbent on us to learn. And I think again, the organization CCA offers us a lot of opportunities to learn about that, exchange ideas, learn from experts, that just goes to the purpose of the organization.
I really enjoyed the opportunity to speak with the cooperative communicators, and Brian in particular. I want to thank him for taking time to do that interview with me. It was one of a couple of presentations I got to make last week that included the Association for Communications Excellence in Natural resources, agriculture, and human and life sciences. I do have an interview with their leader. That'll be coming up in a future Zimcast. So, since I was at a racing weekend, I'm going to leave you this week with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Racing Heart by Joe Tunin. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.